Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much, as always, for making your way here, checking out this episode and series. If you're not already subscribed, what better time to do it than right now? We put out brand new interviews three times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening in the music world, talk about places like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Acast, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Just subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, I'm talking with Damon Johnson. We're going to be discussing a brand new solo record called Battle Lessons. It finds the former Alice Cooper and Thin Lizzy member recounting his past with some really big rock sounds. And Damon's going to talk about embracing that past in this set's music and the puzzle of songwriting. Also, if you remember, before he was in those bands back in the 90s, he was in Brother Kane. Now, Brother Kane, sort of famous for being on the soundtrack to the Halloween movie, The Curse of Michael Myers. So I want to hear about the impact that that had on his career. And he's also going to tell us about his love, as we talk about music videos, Guns N' Roses, Estranged, that came out on the Use Your Illusions. So let's get into it and discuss this record, Battle Lessons. It's Kyle Meredith with Damon Johnson.
Kyle, hey man, I'm doing really great.
Well, man, I want to throw you a big congratulations on Battle Lessons. What a big, powerful record that you've done here. I mean, it's some seriously great music going on. And I thought I'd start, you know, with that title track. It sort of picks up the story of the last few years. Why was it important to tell this part of the story?
Thank you so much, Kyle. Battle Lessons, the song, started out with a riff that my old friend and collaborator Jim Troglin showed up with. And I liked it immediately because it sounded like The Trooper by Iron Maiden. But I didn't like it immediately because it sounded so much like Iron Maiden. And so credit to Jim as he stuck with it. You know, over the course of two or three writing sessions, he would keep bringing that musical idea up. And just out of the blue one day, I sang that lyric, "When we were young, nothing to lose. We were invincible. Now take a look at you." I don't know. I didn't know immediately what that meant. But the more I thought about it, the more I felt like it was kind of a testimonial to some of my experiences in bands, in creative partnerships, in business partnerships. It is fraught with peaks and valleys, you know? So, you know, maybe not the sexiest content to write a rock song about, but I was really thrilled when I started letting friends and family hear the song. They just felt like it could be about any relationship. And that's the great thing about music, man. People can make it work for whatever speaks to their needs or their experiences. You know, because at the end of the day, man, all these songs are just therapy for me. They're just me trying to make sense of of the world or my past or, you know, the things I'm trying to work out. So it's the most rewarding component of being a songwriter.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, also not liking it because it sounded like something else. I had wondered about, you know, if you hear certain DNA because, you know, of the worlds you have been in for over the past decade, more than a decade, but, you know, talking about Thin Lizzy and Alice Cooper and all of that, like, do you hear any DNA in these songs and purposely kind of push that off for this to be something new?
That's a great question. And what I would say to that is I have learned really to embrace that rather than guard against it. I remember being in, you know, bands when I was younger and first starting to write songs or work on songs, it would always be someone in the room that would immediately be critical and say, oh, that riff sounds too much like Van Halen, or oh, that lyric sounds like the second verse from this Led Zeppelin song. And I've learned through the years, Kyle, that you have to wait. You just have to wait and let the song develop. It's never going to end up the way that it starts. It's going to go through so many changes and filters and evolutions and edits. And that is the incredible, I guess, power, for lack of a better word, that experience has brought to my songwriting. Songwriting used to be a chore for me. It used to feel like work. And it just doesn't feel that way anymore, man. It's a puzzle. It's as much fun is sitting down with a crossword puzzle, and you just figure it out. And, you know, I think that's why Battle Lessons as an album is informed with so many great riffs, so much tempo. I just felt really fearless, man, more fearless than ever before. I've never had, the songs have never kind of created themselves with less obstacles. I just feel like I've set the bar really high now, man. It's going to be tough to top this record. If no other way than just, you know, how it all came about, man. It was so much fun. It was a labor of love. It was not an effort. It was not a struggle.
Yeah, well, it really makes songs like Let the Healing Begin make even more sense. I mean, that line, because I make it up as I go, I guess that one spoke to me a little bit more even than the other ones, but it makes sense a lot in the context that you're talking about.
Man, thank you for saying that, Kyle. It means a lot to me that you caught that. That's a great, great song. Definitely Nick Raskulinik's favorite song. You know, he heard all of these songs in one batch back in January of last year. And because of his busy schedule, he was already working with Evanescence on their new record. He had Hailstorm coming in right behind it. And he had said, listen, man, we're going to have to record the record in sections. So let's do three songs at a time. So that very first session of three songs, he picked Battle Lessons, Can't Clap Any Louder, Let the Healing Begin. And if you ask him right now what's his favorite song on the record, he would say Let the Healing Begin.
I hope you don't mind. I do want to ask about some older stuff, because thinking back on your catalog, and you had some history with Halloween being on the soundtrack to The Curse of Michael Myers, and we were talking, you were part of this humongous shift in soundtracks in the 90s. And just by chance, I'm guessing, and coincidence, but I was wondering if you could recount, you know, Brother Kane being on that soundtrack and how you guys got brought into it.
I love talking about that, Kyle. It was a thrill beyond words for me. I'm not a horror film junkie, but I had certainly followed the Halloween franchise from the beginning. And, you know, it was exciting. It's exciting any time, man, you get a phone call and your manager or your publisher says, hey, they're gonna put a song in the movie. You're like, what? Wow. Okay, great. But what an experience to go to the theater with my wife, sit down and watch the film. And, you know, you could hear some of our songs, you know, throughout the film, kind of like as background noise, or, you know, somebody's driving and having a conversation. You could hear it on the radio. But, man, that final scene as it starts to fade out and they roll the credits and then Full Shine On comes blasting through those speakers in the movie theater. Kyle, I will never forget that as long as I live. It gives me goosebumps right now, man. What an experience. I've gotten so much mileage out of that, man. Even my kids, I remember just a couple years ago, my teenage son, he called me and goes, Dad, my buddies called me, they're watching these old movies, and they're freaking out because they heard a brother. they heard your song at the end of the movie. That's fun stuff.
It's got to be interesting as a songwriter to have your music kind of recontextualized within something like that, because we build, you know, that relationship between images and music is even stronger than just the music on its own, you know, to have that kind of relationship. I mean, what's that like as a songwriter?
I think a lot of us as artists, I do think we see things visually in our minds, you know. You know, if I had the resources, there's no question, Kyle, that I would want to make a video for every single song on this record. Because when I listen back to the music and revisit the lyrics, you know, I'm seeing stories, I'm seeing characters, I'm seeing landscapes. It would just be great, man, to do that. I remember before Brother Kane even started, I was really obsessed with those Guns N' Roses records, the Use Your Illusion, you know, those two albums. And man, it just felt like they were making a video for every song, and it was so great. And my favorite song from that album was the song called Estranged. And it's the one where, you know, Axl's out on this giant, looked like an oil tanker, and then he dives into the ocean and he's swimming with his dolphins. You know, it just makes your mind, it just takes you away, man. It's escapism. It's beauty and art, and, you know, and then you try to connect, well, what does he mean? And what does that scene have to do with that line in the song? It's like reading a great piece of literature, you know? So that's what these little 3-minute, 45-second songs on my new record feel like. You know, I would love to make videos with him. And who knows, man? Maybe one of these songs will wind up in a film or a TV show. That would be a thrill.
Yeah, well, it's great stuff that you've done. Once again, congratulations on Battle Lessons. I've enjoyed it so much listening to this. Man, it's great been talking to you, too. Thanks for taking the time.
Kyle, all the best, man. I hope we can see each other in person really soon, man. I can't wait to take these songs on the road and get on a stage somewhere very soon.
Absolutely. Take care, man. We'll see you.
All right, man, you too. All the best.
My thanks, Damon Johnson. The new record is called Battle Lessons. Thanks to you, again, for checking out this episode. Subscribe. Why not? Subscribe right now to keep up with your favorite artist. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, YouTube, anywhere you get your favorite podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Afterward, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, and really fun themes. Again, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. I'm also over on TikTok at KyleMeredith81. Hope you like and follow along, and make sure to say hi when you do. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey, I'm Jen, and I love horror movies.
I'm Mikey. I'm dead inside, and I also love horror movies.
And we really like to torture our friend Todd because he hates horror movies.
That I do. And that's why they call me the horror virgin.
That's the only reason we call him that.
I'm not. No other reasons at all.
None at all. Whatever. So
every week, we take him through the encyclopedia of horror, the good, the bad, the ridiculously Jack Frosts.
And then we make fun of it, more or less.
Or explain its deception. Of feminism.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my thing.
And I'm the funny one. Our episodes drop on Monday, so check us out.